Okay, it's study time, everybody. I feel like, you know, I don't do enough educating. You know, I got this PhD and I never use it for anything. And I use it for evil, not for good. Mm-hmm. So I think it's time that I started, like, you know, saying smart things once in a while, at least finding a study or two and telling. It sounds boring right from the beginning, like, oh, she's going to talk about a study. But these are, here's the best thing. These are studies that defy logic. They're everything that you think. These are the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know how you and I are always talking about how I never shower?
Yes. You shower 3 times a week, and that's under protest.
Yeah. And in the winter, like, 3 times a week is a lot. It's cold. Like being wet in the cold.
But the shower warms you up, though. That's the thing. The shower is warmer than outside the shower.
When you're in the shower, it's warm, but when you get out, you're wet and it's cold. And if you have
you dry off the minute you get out of the shower, then you're not cold for more than, I don't know, 5 seconds.
Not true. If you have long hair, it takes a long time for your hair to dry, and then you're cold the entire time because your hair is wet. It's not fun.
Has somebody actually watched you take a shower and get out of the shower and wrap your hair up and do all that? Has somebody ever seen this happen?
My boyfriend's probably seen it once or twice.
Because I guarantee there's problems. There's issues. Where somebody would go, that's not the way you do it, Cooper. I don't think that's right.
But just having wet hair. If your hair is wet and it's freezing cold, you can't get warm because you're wet.
But you can wrap the hair up in a towel and it never touches your body.
Uh-huh. But see, you don't understand. Once your hair is wet, your head is wet. Your head's still wet. And
you're doing something wrong. Yeah, that's all I know is there's a step that you're totally missing that you're not doing right. And it's the whole problem with your cleanliness.
Even if I have a towel wrapped around my head, which I do, it still doesn't stop your hair from being wet. It just stops it from dripping on your body. But your head is still wet. And if it's cold, you're wet.
You know how you have a sleep study where people watch you sleep and they tell you what you're doing wrong? You need a shower study to where people can watch you take a shower and tell you what you're doing wrong.
All right. Can I get back to my study,
yes,
please?
Yes, go back to your study.
So you just gave a whole argument of why you're fat, basically, because this new study found that if you take a lot of showers, you're more likely to be heavier and fat. Yes. Let me tell you something.
I'm not eating the water. I'm not eating the soap and the shampoo when I'm in there. It has not. I guarantee I don't gain a pound in the shower.
Okay. Just eating water does not make you gain weight. Water's actually good for you. You should be drinking a lot of it.
Okay.
No, researchers just found that things you use in the shower that are plastic containers, like your body wash, your shampoo bottle, your conditioner, some people's loofah, whatever, those plastic loofahs, whatever, They have identified 11 chemicals in common plastic products that contribute to weight gain because they impair your metabolism. Mm-hmm. Plastic containers do that. They said specifically the types of plastic
that
are...
Then you'll be fine. Just because you're near them, you gain weight, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay, having them in your hand, two things. Having them in your hand and also the shampoo that's in there. The shampoo is absorbing the chemicals of the plastic. So when you put the chemicals on your head and you soap up, you are soaping up with chemicals that cease or slow down your metabolism. This is why I am thin and you are fat.
It's because I wash my hair. That's the reason why I'm fat.
You shower too much. Yes. And you know what? You don't use soap. I use soap. You use body wash. So that's even more plastic.
Okay, so it's the plastic fault. And I drink milk, and milk comes out of a plastic container, and then I drink Kool-Aid, and Kool-Aid comes out of a plastic container. Everything has plastic.
Right, and that's contributing to your slower metabolism, according to this study.
So it's plastic's fault. It's not Twinkie fault. It's plastic's fault.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, your problem is not the box of Twinkies you ate. It's the fact that you showered and conditioned your hair after you shampooed. That's the problem.
You have a Google alert for reasons not to shower. You just try to make things up all the time. And as long as you get a Google alert and said, this is a good reason not to shower, then you just put that in your head.
Well, like I said, the studies I'm telling you about kind of defy logic. And that's the first one, that you should not shower that much because your shower is making you fat, period. Mm-hmm. That's all there is to it. I don't need any more convincing, but now I'm even more convinced. Now I will shower once a week. Okay, here's another study that defies logic. You know when you're dating and like you go on a date with somebody and you really like them and your friends are like, no, three-day rule. You got to wait. Play hard to get. And then a bunch of like younger millennials and Gen Z came through and said like, hey, no, you got to be honest. You got to be like, no, I'm into you. Let's go out again. And you got to just be like who you are right up front. Don't do that. This new study finds that playing hard to get is actually good. It's a good thing to do, and that you're more likely to have a more successful relationship, and you're more likely to get the person you really want if you play hard to get. And there's two main reasons. So the study found that playing hard to get, remember, any study that we talk about, you got to go back to the cave. Like, what is it in our DNA that is deep, deep, deep in our DNA that makes us who we are? Well, not plastic. Remember, that's why you look at pictures of cavemen and they're all in great shape. There were no obese cavemen. There was no plastic.
Okay. I mean,
yeah, forget about the fact they were running from food, running for food, and running to not become food. That wasn't it. It was the fact that there was no plastic. Anyway, so purposely acting cold or even a little mean or disinterested does work. It doesn't make sense, but that's human nature in a nutshell, okay? This is why the new study from the University of Rochester said that playing hard to get increases what they call a perceived desirability. Mm-hmm. Okay, that means that you are somebody that appears more in demand. So you go on a date with a girl, right? And you really like her, but you don't call her for a few days. She assumes it's because you're dating other women and you're really in demand, when the truth is you're home playing video games just trying to play it cool. You know what I mean?
I believe that 300%. The girls that I treated like crap when I was dating, you couldn't get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes down to the whole cow and milk thing. So don't give it up. If they gave it up on the first date, I'm not calling them back.
It's not about giving it up. Sex has nothing to do with this. If you have sex on the first date and then you don't call somebody for like a week or a few days, this still works. That if you, so let's say I have sex with a guy and then call him the next day. Mm-hmm. It makes me look desperate. If I have sex with a guy and don't call him or call him like a week later, it makes me look like I am much more valuable, much more appealing because, yeah, it's sex with you, but it didn't mean anything to me. I'm busy. Mm-hmm. And the last study that kind of defies logic. Now, we've been hearing about that as soon as you turn 40, you really need to up your exercise. You got to add weights. You got to do everything to fight that your natural body desire to gain weight and lose muscle mass and all that kind of stuff. No. A brand new study published in the Journal of American Medical Association, which is JAMA, J-M-A, is a really, really huge journal. This is like the Bible for doctors. What they found is that you're over 40. If you add just 10 minutes of moderate exercise, moderate to vigorous, but moderate's fine, to your normal everyday routine, you have a much less likely chance of dying young.
If I added 10 minutes to my regular workout plan now, I would be totally in shape, because that would mean I go from nothing to 10 minutes. So I think 10 minutes is better than nothing.
No, and that's what the study's finding, because I think a lot of people are like, ugh, like if I can't work out for an hour, what's the point? Mm-hmm. And they don't do anything. This study says, no, get on a bike, go for a run. 10 minutes is better than nothing. So it's really important to do, if you're over 40, really important to do 10 minutes. It can literally save your life. And I will tell you, if you go to a therapist to talk about why you're not going to the gym, one of the pieces of advice they give you is they say, okay, one day just put gym clothes on. You don't have to go to the gym, just put gym clothes on. Okay, next day, put gym clothes on and go to the gym. You don't have to get on a bicycle. Don't do it. Just show up at the gym and then go home. The third day, just go get on a bicycle, pedal, don't pedal, you know, and then the fourth day, just do like 10 minutes. Put the clothes on, go to the gym, do 10 minutes. So each day, you know, they do like a desensitization thing where they kind of get you eventually just to go and do, little, you know, little by little, piece by piece. But the truth is, the minute you put workout clothes on, you're going to work out. The minute you go to the gym, you're going to do something. So even though the therapist will tell you, just show up, they know that when you get there, you're going to do something. What I'm telling you is this study says, don't put the pressure on yourself to have to go to a gym and work out for hours. Go run for 10 minutes, get back in your car, go home. That will save your life.
On which day, first, second, or third, or fourth day, do I get COVID and die? I'm going to live longer because I'm going to work out for 10 minutes, but you totally forgot it's COVID time and COVID lives at the gym.
Well, okay, I guess I mean non-COVID times. Yeah. But so if you get a treadmill or a bike or something at your home, or even if you just go for a run, put your sneakers on, go for a run for 10 minutes, run 5 minutes away from your house, and then just come home, run home.
I can go walk. My first day, I'll walk past my elliptical. On the second day, I'll take my suit coats off the elliptical. On the third day, I'll take the pants off the elliptical. Yeah, that's how it's going to work.